I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is part of the Advent series of The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Luke 1 gives us the most complete retelling of the births of both John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus. Verses 1 to 4 are an introduction to Luke's compilation based on a thorough investigation of the life and teachings of Jesus. Luke interviewed eyewitnesses. He carefully included everything from beginning to end in consecutive order, and he states his purpose for writing, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught. Verses 5 through 25 describe the events preceding John the Baptist's birth. Zacharias was a priest from the division of Abijah. Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. They both were considered righteous in God's sight, blameless and faithful in keeping God's commands, but they had no children. During his reign over Israel, David and the high priest Zadok established a scheduled rotation of priests to serve the temple. This system was still being used at the time, and Zacharias was chosen by lot to enter the temple and present the incense offering. There was a multitude of people praying outside as Zacharias went in. An angel, Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, appeared to Zacharias. Gabriel gave Zacharias the good news that his prayer would be answered and he and Elizabeth would have a son. This son, John, would be great in the sight of the Lord. He would be filled with the Holy Spirit before his birth. He would be the forerunner of the Messiah. He would have the spirit and power of Elijah, and he would make a people ready for the Lord. Verses 57 to 80 record the fulfillment of this message from Gabriel. John is born just as Zacharias had been told. Zacharias, who had not been able to speak for the 9 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, was able to once again speak when he obeys God's direction to name the boy John. Then, being filled with the Holy Spirit, Zacharias prophesied about this work of God that would change Israel and the world forever. Salvation was coming. Deliverance was on hand. The people were being called back to holiness and righteousness. They would be given the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins because of the mercy of our God. During the time of Elizabeth's pregnancy, after the revelation to Zacharias and before John's birth, Gabriel visited Mary in Nazareth. The announcement of the birth of Jesus through her comes as a shock. Yet Mary humbly accepts the Lord's will. She goes to visit Elizabeth in Judah and stays there 3 months. We know this account well. It is filled with the joy and gladness of the good news. Hundreds of years had passed since the time of the prophets, since Israel was ruled by their own king. Finally, God moves his hand, and when he does, the whole world would be changed. It feels like that sometimes to us too. We are waiting for the Messiah, but nothing happens. We long for the excitement and joy of Jesus coming again, yet it seems almost like it will never get here. I'm struck by the words of Elizabeth as she greets Mary. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord. Verse 45. Truly, this is what the gospel is all about. Jesus came to earth to bring the knowledge of salvation, the forgiveness of sin through his death on the cross, the final and complete atonement offering. By God's great mercy, this gift of salvation is given to all who believe. Believe that what the Lord has said will be fulfilled. When Jesus came, died, and rose again, he made the way for us to be holy and righteous before God. Praise to the Lord. But he is not done. He will change everything once again when the Father sends the Son back to the earth once again to fulfill all his purposes and all of his word. We need to be ready, just like Mary and Elizabeth, ready for the coming of the Lord. Father in heaven, we do not know the day or hour of Christ's return, but we wait with eager anticipation of his coming with great joy and gladness. No more will sin and death, pain and sorrow, suffering or sadness be our lot. We will be with you in glory. Yet, Lord, our hearts yearn for our loved ones who are not ready. They still walk in darkness. O Lord, shine upon them, please. Bring them to the truth plead this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.